sermon text this morning from today's epistle reading. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. The words of our text. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I have this box that I keep around. It's not a real box, it's just a box in my mind, and sometimes I bring it out in confirmation classes and things like that. And I call this little box Latin everybody should know. Just little Latin phrases, you know, like the venite, which means O come. The nave, right? Why is this called the nave, like we heard just a few minutes ago? Why are these things called pews? They have a Latin root to them, what we sit in. And you know that box. You have a little bit of that box in your head. Also, you have, like, in that box is the Marines' motto, right? Semper Fi. Fi being short for Fidelius, a Latin word that means faithful. Semper, meaning always, as in the Latin phrase, lex semper accusat, the law always accuses. That's what the law does, it always accuses. So if we put semper fi together, or semper fidelius, it's a Latin phrase that means always faithful. And from that same box we're going to pull this morning, the little Latin phrase, simul justus et peccator. Simul justus et peccator. And what does this phrase mean? It means both justified and sinner at the exact same time. In other words, we are saint and sinner at one and the exact same time. You see, St. Paul describes for us today that the state of the Christian life, state of the Christian in this life, is one of constant tension. I have to admit that's one of the reasons why I appreciate our theology so much. We acknowledge the tension in it in the exact same way that St. Paul does. We acknowledge the tension in the sacrament of the altar. It is the true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in, with, and under the bread and wine. But how does that happen? And I have to give the answer to that as I do not know. I simply know what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is God in the flesh, who was there when the Lord spoke, and He is the Word, and the Lord said, let there be light, and there was light. If He is the Word of God, can say, let there be, and it is so, then I trust when He says, this is my body, it simply is His body. But I cannot resolve the tension of how it becomes so. I just believe that it is so. How does water do such great things, we ask in baptism? Water from the tap, water from a bottle, water that is simply water. And we know the answer. It is not just the water that does these things, but the Word of God in and with the water, in the faith which trusts the promise of God in holy baptism. But I can't see it. I can't see it in operation. There's a tension there. I just believe that it is and does what it says it does. Jesus Christ is both true God and true man at one and the same time. How is that possible? I do not know. I just know that it is. God is one God and yet three persons in the Godhead. It is a mystery that we cannot understand, and yet it is so because God declares it to be so. We are sinners and saints at one and the exact same time. Now, I think it was last week you heard what Paul had written. He said something to the effect of, if it had not been for the law, I would not have known what sin is. I would not have known what it means to covet if the law had not said to me, do not covet. The law is good. The law tells us what we are to do and what we are to not do. You know, do not punch other people in the head. Do not take other people's stuff. Do work hard at building other people up. do keep the Sabbath day holy. But once we hear the law of sin operating through what we would call our old Adam, wails out things like, but I do want to punch other people in the head. And if I can't punch other people in the head, I want to get away with running them down with my words and dominating them, belittling them, or at least making myself the center of attention. And our old Adam wants to ask the question, by the way, why can't I take other people's stuff? Especially if I need it more than they do. Why can't I snipe at someone behind their back? Especially if that makes me feel better to do it. And for some folks anyway, when you try and build them up, they just get the big head. They get full of themselves and they never do get the point anyway. And truth be told, says the old Adam, I'd like to give as little time to God on the Sabbath day as possible and still get away with feeling pretty good about myself. And that's when your new man, your new Adam, kicks in. And you know the new man. The new man, the regenerated, redeemed in Christ, bought and brought back from sin, death, hell, and the devil. The new Adam brought forth in your baptism, the one who delights in the will of God, who desires to keep the law. That new Adam that you have in you. That is the Christian part of you. The blood-bought saint in you then kicks in and desires to follow and do and keep the will and the law of God. Now, I'm not going to hide from you. This is the point in the sermon where you're sitting in your office and you're thinking, okay, what sins are we going to point out? What things can we draw out and get people in the seats to start nodding their head and go, you know, that's me, or I know that person, or something like that. And as I was thinking about getting the down and dirty about all of our failures and all of our sins and the way each and every one of us lies to ourselves in our own minds, I got to thinking, how about something different than that? This particular personal example kind of popped into my head and came to my mind. And perhaps it is one that you deal with, and if you do not deal with it, it is very likely you, one of your children does, or somebody in your family deals with it. It's a nasty little thing. We like to call it homework. Yes, homework. Now, I've never laid claim to being the best student ever. My Latin phrase, and I just want my Latin phrase would be this. You know, like cuticle, like cute, in cute dentium, right? In cute dentium. That would be my personal Latin phrase, which would mean by the skin of your teeth, because I graduated everything by the skin of my teeth, right? So, you know, for me, homework was a problem. Maybe you've had that problem. Maybe you have a child or a friend who has that problem. Perhaps you feel this way in the way I did about homework. Like, I know that it's supposed to be done. It's due tomorrow. I have had plenty of time to do it. Am I going to do it? Nope. Why? I don't know. That's the honest answer. I don't know. And when your mom or your dad shows up at school and they look at your locker, there's a pile of paper at the bottom of it that is half finished or fully finished assignments, but they've never been turned in. Why are you doing that? I have to look at my mom and my dad and say, I don't know. But there they are, this homework, sitting at the bottom of the locker. Do I feel bad about it? Absolutely. I feel awful and horrible about it, right? Do I know how it's going to end for me? A bad grade and getting yelled at by mom and dad? Yep. Knew exactly how that one was going to end. Why do I do it? The answer to that question is this simple. Beats me. I just did it, and that's the way it was. Now, when it comes to the way we battle sin, maybe that is a good analogy, maybe that is a bad analogy. We know what is sinful, and yet we constantly catch ourselves doing it. We have a pile of finished sins at the bottom of our locker that we have not asked for forgiveness for. If you are a student like that, such as me, there's tears and crying out on your bed, Lord, why do I do this? I do not know why I do this, and yet I find that I'm constantly doing these things. The same Paul says with sin, I constantly do the things I don't want to do. And the things I do want to do, I find I can't do them. And he is in this great tension. Now, perhaps that is a bad analogy, but it seems to be what Paul's in Paul's head. I don't want to sin, and in fact, I want to do what God wants me to do. More than that, says St. Paul, I delight in the will of God. I want to do it. And he says, bam! Right there, sin. The old Adam seizes the opportunity to launch a battlefield offensive and attack me. And he wants to attack all that I desire to do or that which I desire not to do. And the war is on. A war that is constantly raging inside of myself. So me as a Christian and Paul as a Christian and you as Christians finally come to the realization of two things. This battle with sin in the flesh is not going to end until death. And you'll also realize that it is totally impossible for a person to achieve righteousness through the law of God. You just can't do enough. And you can't do it right enough. Paul, you, me, all Christians do cry out, wretched person that I am, who will save me from this body of death? We long for the redeemed body, a body that will conform itself to the will of the Father. We don't want to fight ourselves all of the time, and we are tired of it. But we also cry out, thanks be to God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through means through everything that Jesus has done for us. His perfect keeping of the law. His innocent death upon the cross. His resurrection from the dead. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, who has done these things for me and on my behalf. And he did it personally. We are thanking God for Jesus and all he has done for his death and his resurrection. We are praising God for the gospel, the good news that Jesus Christ has done all for us and in our place. And his work is credited to us as a free gift, and that through this Jesus of Nazareth, we each have eternal life. Who will save me from this body of death? Paul is not asking to die. Neither are we asking to die. Paul is not in despair. Neither are we in despair. We, like Paul, thank God for the victory that we have in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are simply realizing that we have a condition. A condition that will exist until we are called from this world into glory or unto the Lord's return, whichever comes first. And what is that condition? Simul Justus et peccator. Saint and sinner at the exact same time. We simply recognize that we are people who need to pray daily, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. So let us then, as we pray, be devoted to the will of God, devoted to the battling of the flesh. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and your minds through the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.